All right, everyone, it's my pleasure to welcome Paul Goidos into the Media Center. Paul playing in his third U.S. Senior Open, a tie for sixth last year at Scioto, and today a 5-under 65. Yes. Started on the 10th hole, and just wonder if you could take us through your card. Started with a birdie on 12.
Yeah, I mean, it was perfect conditions out there today. 12th hole, I hit a nice little 7-iron in the middle of the green. It's kind of a middle-of-the-green golf course. Can you turn that radio up a little bit, please? It's kind of a middle-of-the-green golf course, and you try to make putts from there, and I hit a good 7-iron in there, I don't know, 20 feet right of the hole in the middle of the green, and made it for a change. The par 5, I hit a I hit driver and a 3-wood up there near the front of the green, hit a good little chip in there about 4 feet behind the hole, and somehow tickled that one down the hole into the in. I birdied the next hole, I hit 3-iron, long hard par 3, a 3-iron probably 10 feet, made that for birdie, really probably the best shot I hit all day. Well, best shot I hit at that point. Next hole, I hit a nice drive and a 9-iron to about, again, about 8, 10 feet and made that. 18, I the practice round, I couldn't figure out where that fairway is. They mow it, but my ball just wouldn't go in it. But I hit a good drive, and I probably hit a really good 6-iron there, too, 4 feet behind the hole. And if you're behind the hole there, you're either going to make it or putt off the green just about, it seemed like. I made it, thank God. So I turned 5-under, which is obviously very low, and quite frankly, the way I've been playing, surprising. And then I made some pars, got to 4, and I hit a good tee shot and an 8-iron, 12 feet. And I had a kind of a funny putt, I thought, and didn't think I made it, and I kind of Jordan Spieth'd it in the left edge, and unfortunately, 3-putted the last, but played pretty good all day.
Yeah, all day. What do you have working for you? It sounded like you hit
it pretty
well.
I hit the fairway, which is I did all the things you need to do to be successful in a U.S. Open type setup. I hit the ball in the fairway, hit the ball. I think I hit 15 greens, and I had good speed with my putter. The greens are 2-foot putts here can break a foot, so you have to have good speed with your putter in order to kind of know where to aim and what's going on like that. And I thought I had really good speed with my putter, and when I had a long putt, I hit it to where there was no pressure and. Again, other than the last hole, really solid.
Be surprised that 365s out there, that scores are as good as they are on this course?
Well, I think the problem is there's an absence of conditions. There's no wind whatsoever. There's nothing you had a pretty good rain event on a couple nights ago. There's nothing to dry the golf course out. It was cloudy and no wind. And unfortunately for the people who like high scores, you can't do much in that situation. Let's see how the scores are come Sunday afternoon, but it's just an absence of conditions.
Let's open it up to questions. If you could raise your hand, we'll have a microphone run around. Jeff, right in front.
We can hear Jeff from here. Yes.
As somebody who shot 59 before, what kind of thoughts are dancing through your head when you turn at 30?
Well, none. I mean, other than how did I shoot 30? 30 is usually a 6 or 7 hole score for me this year. I played good and things were going well. This golf course really doesn't lend itself, in my opinion. I think I played the first 7 holes on the back 9, probably, where you'll see some good scores. You've got that stretch of holes, 17, 18, and 1, 2 are not necessarily, it's probably the meat, really, of the golf course if you're starting on 10. 7, 8, 9 are no bargains, and 5 is a hard par 3. So, I mean, I was very happy just trying to hit the ball in the fairway and try to hit the greens and see what happens. I wasn't really concerned about anything else.
Dave.
Well, you're just mentioning 30 is a good score.
Can you start over? I can't hear a word you're saying there.
I said you just mentioned 30 maybe being a score after 6 or 7 holes, so suggesting maybe you not playing the way you wanted to. How did you turn it around today? What have you done differently? Or what changes have you made?
Well, Kirk Triplett, I think Kirk Triplett had the best line, and you have to make sure Kirk Triplett gets, I'm too inconsistent to be bad all the time, I've been struggling, but I've been closer. I mean, I've had some good practice sessions the last month. I just haven't been able to get it to the golf course. I think I made, 6 birdies today. I think I made 6 birdies last week in Madison. So I just haven't been able to do anything to shoot a score. I mean, I'm making 6 birdies and 5 pars for the tournament. That's kind of the way I played all year. And today I kind of hit it in the right place. Instead of missing it, instead of having the 12-footer straight down the hill, I had the 12-footer straight up the hill. Those little things that can kind of get around going. And, you know, I made a 20-footer on my third hole, which kind of gets you going in the right direction, and that kind of helped. And I'll be honest with you, I like the golf course. This kind of reminds me a little bit when we used to play Westchester. It's that kind of feel. I like this kind of golf. I like having 30-footers that you got to play 5 feet of break and things like that. I like greens like that, and it's a comfortable place to play golf.
Other questions for Paul?
Uh-oh.
Right here in front?
Yes.
Are you the type of person that's going to think about that last hole, the three-putt, or are you going to think about the rest of the round?
Well, I think you're going to think about the last hole for a few minutes, but if at some point in time you shot this score and you go on and try to shoot another score tomorrow and another score, and hopefully on Saturday and Sunday. But it might put a little taint on my sandwich, yeah. But, you know, that's the mentality of who we are. You know, you go on birdie 17 holes in a row and lip it on the last hole, and you're throwing your putter at your cat. It's just kind of who we are, unfortunately. But at the end of the day, it was, you know, I would have taken 65 and not played. And I'll get there. It just won't be till maybe 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock when I'm out practicing.
Any other questions, Jeff?
Well, you talk about an absence of conditions. I mean, normally would this week feel unlike any other of what you see all year in the Senior Open, just condition-wise?
Yeah, everything's just, you know, it's a regular event on steroids a little bit. You've got more slope on your greens, more penalty for bad shots, more penalty for bad thought process. On number 10 today, I got away with a par, and I had I didn't execute on 10, and I kind of got myself in a little bit of a spot my first hole today and got away with a par. You know, that's what the USGA does. It kind of penalizes your mistakes, whether they're physical or mental, and that goes back to, you know, answering your other question, is that the USGA doesn't let you kind of get ahead of yourself. If you do, they tend to destroy you. That's just kind of what they do, and they do a good job. And this golf course, the defense is, you know, second shots into the greens. That's the defense. And with enough slope around the greens, and if you happen to miss a green, you're going to have a difficult little pitch. On one, I drove it in the rough. My only fairway I missed and missed the short of the green. And where I was, you know, in any other golf course, would have been a pretty easy up and down. Out of the rough, it wouldn't where you try to miss it. I was actually trying to get it past the hole, so I didn't have to go up over that. Don Ross likes to raise up his green. So this golf course is going to penalize guys who don't hit good shots.
Any other questions for Paul?
He's impatient.
All right, 5 under 65. Paul Godos, good opening round.
Thanks.